Insane performance by Tyler Kolek. He went off. Recently, he was sent to the G League. And when he was there, he sent a message to Tom Thibodeau, basically saying, I am ready for the NBA level. He is a future star. We're going to break down all of these reports today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button and make sure you have notifications turned on. So that way, anytime we drop new content, you get notified. And now, let's get started. Future star Tyler Kolek sends a huge message. The Knicks' future is bright, especially when you consider all the talent that we have on this team. Ariel Huck-Porty, another rookie. He showcased his abilities already, and he's only going to get better. And we already see what rookies can do on this team. Look no further than Deuce McBride. We can see if you go to the G League, you tear it up there, and then you're consistent with your play. You do exactly what Tom Thibodeau asked you to do. You can carve out some meaningful minutes off the bench for this team. That's exactly what Deuce McBride did. And I think that Tyler Kolek, he looks like he's following the same path as Deuce McBride. With the Knicks getting healthier, minutes are going to be hard to come by. The only way to get reps is to go to the G League. And even though that's happened with Tyler Kolek, that doesn't mean you can't send a message. And in the G League yesterday, he went off. Tyler Kolek in the game with Westchester yesterday, he had 30 points, 4 of 7 from 3, 10 assists, 6 rebounds, and 2 steals. He had a 30, 10, and 6 game. Another game where he plays consistent minutes and nearly averages a triple-double. This is something to note because last game, he almost did the exact same thing. Tyler Kolek is absolutely a player to watch moving forward for this Knicks team because clearly, if he continues to play this way, playmake the way we saw him playmake, shoot the ball like that, especially from three, there is no way you're going to be able to deny his greatness and have him part of this Knicks team moving forward for the future. He is going to be somebody off the bench that's going to get consistent minutes for us moving forward. It may not happen this season, but next season, the season after that, he is going to be a significant piece for this Knicks team. He looks for his teammates. He actively tries to make the team better. He never tries to focus on himself. If he's open, he'll take the shot. But if he knows somebody has a better shot, he'll actively make that pass to get that player open and make sure he gets that shot. That's what I love about Tyler Kolek. It's never about one person with him. He makes sure the team is better. Not one player, not two players, not himself. The team. He playmakes for the team. He does things good for the team. And that's somebody you need out there. Somebody with a team first attitude that wants to make everybody better, not just himself. He's a rookie and he's already doing this. You're telling me he can't get 10 to 15 minutes off the bench for us? He can't contribute and do some of this on the NBA level? Because I think it's clear. He sent a direct message to Tom Thibodeau with this performance that he put on last night. It was simple, but it was effective. I'm ready, coach. Put me in the game. Play me because I'm ready for NBA level talent. I am ready to play against them. Just utilize me. And I think after a performance like this, it makes sense to expand the rotation and give him some minutes. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, because clearly he is capable and ready to contribute. Now, some of you guys may be hesitating with Kolek and trying to get him up to the NBA roster and play him consistent minutes for one main reason, his defense. I can understand that, but let me counter that a little bit. Go look at his defense from Summer League and look at his defense from a couple of games ago when he did play at the NBA level, even though it was garbage time. He's better defensively. He stays in front of his man a little bit better. I'm not saying he can't improve on that level. He can, but it's clear. Let him improve at the NBA level by playing against NBA level competition. Let him get regular NBA reps at this point. I understand he's in the G League because apparently we can't find any time for him with the regular team. So we have to send him there so he can get some type of reps because he is still a rookie. And right now, reps are the most important thing. Playing any basketball that's meaningful matters. So if he has to go to the G League to find that, I'm okay with that. I'm just simply making the argument that after everything we've seen him do, not only in the G League level, but clearly at the NBA level, he can contribute. He is ready. Let him play 10 to 15 minutes because I think he could help at least a little bit. And clearly, with the bench play that we're getting right now, we could utilize more players off of our bench because newsflash, that helps rest the starters. So they're not playing 35 plus minutes each and every night. And hopefully, if we're not playing them that many minutes, we can reduce the risk of injury, which is the main point out of all of this. And maybe if you're still concerned with Tyler Kolek and you don't think he can play NBA level defense at this point and you still want him to get better, fine. I can understand that. But then explain this performance to me from our other rookie, Pacome Dadier. Kolek was not the only one who went off. Pacome Dadier went off too, showing that even he could use some reps at the NBA level. Pacome Dadier for Westchester yesterday, he gave you 16 points, 2 threes, and 11 rebounds. He was able to give the Knicks a double-double. The Knicks have the talent to compete and the depth to allow the starters to rest whenever necessary. We just don't use the team as we should. It's like buying a new phone, and then as soon as you have it fully charged, you put it on power saving mode. But the phone is fully charged. What are you doing? Use it normally. It doesn't need anything else. Similar to our rookies right now, they need NBA level reps at this point. They are tearing it up in the G League. Now, I understand. Maybe a lot of players that go to the G League do what they do. Score a lot, do a lot of great things, and showcase. They can play at the NBA level, but then when they get to the NBA level, they don't do the exact same thing. While I can understand that, Tyler Kolek has done it on both levels already. If he gets consistent minutes, he'll continue to do that. Pacome Dadier, if you want to talk about his scoring not being consistent, his rebounding not being consistent, defensively, since the summer league, he has been good defensively, and he's only gotten better. His mentor, by the way, on this team is Mikal Bridges. You can say whatever you want to say about Mikal, but he's one of the best two-way players in the game today. And if he's the mentor to Pacome Dadier, then I want to see Dadier get some consistent minutes because maybe he's the next two-way player for this team and we just don't know it yet. And we don't know it yet because we don't get to see it utilized often enough. If he can help contribute on the defensive end, and he can shoot the three ball very well, so he can help offensively. You're telling me he can't get 10 minutes off the bench, especially when we're struggling on defense and we can't make a shot? We can't put any of these rookies in to give us a little bit of impact, to see what they can do, to see how the defense plays them, and then maybe they don't play us aggressively or they don't play us the same way, and the Knicks can take advantage of that. It's called coaching. It's called adjustments. It's called experimenting. Try it. You never know what could happen. But clearly, seeing what we're seeing now from the rookies, what they can do in Westchester, they can clearly contribute on the NBA level. The only thing they need is an opportunity, time, and a little bit of development. Tom Thibodeau can do that. And this Knicks team can offer the rookies that exact situation right now. We are not fully healthy. We are starting to get healthy, but we're not there yet. If we're not there yet, why not utilize these players? And then once we are healthy, you can start making those changes. But until then, use them. Why won't you use them? It makes sense to use them. It makes sense to expand the rotation. It makes sense to rest your starters and develop your youth because that helps you now and in the future. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Isn't that what the main goal is? Develop your future while also helping this team win games. And if we don't expand the rotation, we are going to live to regret these decisions. Mark my words. We saw it last year with injury. We saw it last year with not having players that were ready. We really want to do the same thing again because it looks like we're on pace to do the exact same thing. And I don't know about you guys, but I do not want to see that, especially with this level of talent on a championship level roster. We're better than that. We're a better team than that. We have the talent to showcase we're better. We just have to utilize it. But what about you guys? What do you think about our future star in Tyler Kolek absolutely tearing it up and going off with the G League last night? 30, 10-6. And then Pacome Dadier, 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 threes. You're telling me these guys can't get any minutes right now for the Knicks? Let me know how you feel about that in the comment section below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans, take care of yourself, your families, and each other. Peace and love.